Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we perceive the ways of life depicted in Sangam literary work Natrinai 82, written by Ammallanar, his only Sangam entry. Set in the mountain country of Kurunji, the poem speaks in the voice of the man to the lady, expressing his feelings after a covert union with her. நோயும் நெகிழ்ச்சியும் வீடச் சிறந்த வேய்வனப்புற்ற தோளை நீயே என் உயவு அருதியோ நல்நடை கொடுச்சி முருகு புணர்ந்து இயன்ற வள்ளி போல நின் உருவு கண் எரிப்ப நோக்கல் ஆற்றலேனே போகிய நாகப்போக்கு அருங்கவலை சிறுகட்பன்றி பெருஞ்சின ஒருத்தல் சேறு ஆடு இரும்புறம் நீரோடு சிவன வெல்வசிப்படியர் மொய்த்த வல்பு அழி கோல்நாய் கொண்ட கொள்ளைக்கானவர் பெயர்க்கும் சிறுகுடியானே. The poem opens with plenty of words in the health domain, such as noi, nehilchi, and uyavu, meaning disease, fatigue, and pain, respectively. Interesting in that the illness of these Sangam folks all seem to have a mind origin. We hardly see any examples of a fever or a cold, but in most poems they seem to head straight to the mind as the seat of all physical problems. If you think about it, modern science does agree with this ancient hypothesis about the vital place the mind occupies even in physical ailments. A new tree looms above our heads in the word Naham, commonly called as Ceylon ironwood, and as the name suggests, a tree soaring to over 100 feet with timber seemingly as strong as iron. Fauna follows in the form of a pandri or a boar, as well as nai or dog. The phrase kollai kanavar, meaning hunting hillsman, sets the scene of a kill in that hill. Moving into the meaning of the verse, we find the man has met with a lady with the help of the confidant. After a union with the lady, he turns to her and says, "O young girl from the hills with a pleasing gait, you are the one with shoulders akin to the beauty of bamboos, the one who causes my affliction and fatigue to fade. Do you understand the immense pain in me? Like Valli, who left with her love Murugu, you dazzle my eyes with your beauteous form and I turn helpless in your hamlet in the hills. Here, in the hard path hemmed by the tall Naga trees, a small-eyed male boar, full of fury, rolls in the marsh and emerges with sludge covering its dark back. Just then, its feet gets caught in the snare set for it. Hunting dogs then attack and kill the snared boar. Then the hunters cut the snare's threads and release the boar to take it to their little hamlet." With these words, the man expresses his admiration for the lady and also passes on a subtle message, persuading her to elope with him. Let's understand the intricacies involved in this terse verse. The man first praises the lady as the one cure for all his pain and distress, and then goes on to speak about how he's so enamored by her that he turns helpless at the sight of her luminous beauty. He then brings in the reference of Murugu and Valli. Is this a reference to long-lost mythical characters, or is it a reference to a leader and his consort who lived many generations ago? Have stories passed on by word of mouth elevated great mortals to immortal gods? We do not know, but what we can observe is the casual way this verse refers to the god, as if talking about a friend. The man equates the lady with Valli and says she was the one who left her home to go away with Murugu. An impressionable mind is indeed open to influence, as we may have seen in our own lives when we catch ourselves identifying with a virtual character and then going on to act like that character in real life rather than like us. That is indeed the secret weapon in advertising. So the man pulls up Valli and tells the lady that she's like Valli too. The man hopes by equating her beauty with that of Valli, the lady will follow suit in actions too. Following the mythical reference, the man turns to the natural scene to drive his message home. He talks in vivid detail about a boar hunt. A slushy boar easily falls prey in the snare laid for it, perhaps because its small eyes are covered in the mud it was rolling in. Here, we don't find the hunters using arrows or other weapons to kill it. Instead, dogs pounce on it and kill the snared animal, after which the hunters release the boar from its snare and take the meat home. The man brings this reference as a metaphor to how if the illness of being apart attacks the lady, he would remove her from the snare of that illness and cure her suffering by taking her to his home. Thus, with this description of the natural world, the man expresses his wish to take the lady away from her home to his own hamlet. By painting a scene of attack, the man shows what lies ahead if the lady just stands helpless in fear, and motivates her with the reference to the celebrated Valli and Murugu to make her go away with him. The verse thus subtly portrays the path to motivation and moving others to action. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.